You're listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Mike Hagee and Scott Pridemore here with Pridemore Properties for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, Mike and I are going to talk a little bit about interest rates, where they are currently, as well as the market and where we expect the market to be after interest rates going into, after interest rates slowly increase, as we feel that it's inevitable that rates will increase as we get into 2018. Banks are going to want to start to make money again. Being that the economy is healthy, I think that's where we're headed, Mike. On the national level, I know you've done some research on what is to be expected for 2018 nationally. What are you seeing? What does your research show us?
Yeah, I mean, I would echo that same sentiment. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase, no doubt about it. The interest rates for a 30-year mortgage have kind of hovered, historically around 3.5% to 4%. So most of the experts predict that those rates will rise over the past 12 months, or the next 12 months, rather. So, it increases your monthly payment. But in the end, I mean, I'm looking back at a historical perspective, when rates were 10, 12%, anything with a 4 in front of it, still pretty good.
That's a very good point. In fact, you and I went to Chicago for the National Association of Realtors Conference back in November, and we were fortunate enough to sit in on the NAR economist presentation, Marcus Yun, and he spoke to that same reason why people should still be optimistic and look towards and move towards home ownership, because rates perspective-wise are still going to be in great shape. There's just going to be probably a differential of a half point between where we are now to midsummer, at least what they're proposing or expecting.
Exactly. I mean, frankly, either way, you're going to pay a mortgage. I mean, there are some renters that haven't purchased a home because they're really kind of uncomfortable taking on that obligation. But everyone really should realize that either you're living with your parents rent-free, or you're paying a mortgage, whether it be your landlord's or your own. So as an owner, your mortgage payment really is a type of forced savings that allows you to have equity. And being that we're real estate advocates, only thing you can kind of guarantee is what you do with your own situation. And that's what you have to evaluate. The cost of a home is really determined by the price and the current mortgage rate. So obviously those two pieces are coupled together. Both are on the rise. So we can't really negate mortgage interest rates without also talking about home price and appreciation that we've experienced, because that drives your price as well. And so really you have to evaluate your personal circumstance and decide the actual reason you're buying now versus deciding if it's worth waiting.
Sure, absolutely. In fact, you spoke on, I presume you're talking about the millennial generation living in basements. I'll speak on the folks that have done a few transactions as home buyers and home sellers, and with conforming loan limits increasing in 2018 from $424,100 being increased to $453,100. What this means is people will be able to obtain conforming financing, which tend to be the most attractive rates available in the marketplace from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac backed loans. And that also reduces the amount that someone would be required to bring as down payment from 10% to 5% generally. And there is the occasion that someone could bring as little as 3%. However, we always recommend that folks put as much down as they feel comfortable financially. 10% is a good rule. That's what I'd recommend if someone's not paying cash. If they have to get a loan, we recommend 10%.
Yeah. and really that goes back to the mortgage rates. And the Fed increased the federal funds target rate in mid-December this year for the third time. So the market had already priced in the rate hike. So long-term interest rates, including mortgage rates, really hardly moved. But we do anticipate they're going to go up. But all the other indicators for a healthy economy, such as the GDP, is also slated to go up. So I think there's economies of scale. This is one piece we're referencing at this moment, but there's plenty of factors to consider.
Absolutely. It really, I think it boils down to consumer confidence. If someone is secure in their job, they are making a good income, then they're looking at the economy as a whole, locally and nationally, to make a determination if buying a home is in their near-term future.
Yeah, I mean, it, part of that, and as a segue of inventory homes listed for sale, has really remained well below the six-month supply needed for a normalized market. So the predictions are still going to be predominantly in our area, in our marketplace, a seller's market going forward in 2018.
Agreed. So we'll continue to be in a seller's market. I do believe that we'll see a little bit of an opening up of the inventory, not dramatically, but somewhat as we approach spring 2018. More homes will come on the market to accommodate the surplus of buyers that we currently have. As we discussed, we're optimistic that rates will not dramatically increase over the course of 2018, but we do think that they will continue to tick up slightly. That may affect some home buyers. However, given where we are or have been over the course of the past 3 or 4 years in interest rates, the difference from where we are to where we'll be will be minimal. The bigger factors in play are going to be inventory and pricing. There's no question that certain people are being priced out of the market, but we do believe that there's other opportunities that are coming in with developments. We've talked about those on other podcasts. There will be other opportunities for folks to buy it at all levels of price ranges here in Charlotte. Mike, do you have anything you'd like to add before we close out with respect to interest rates in the market?
Yeah, I would ultimately say it's strong that it's going to, you know, uptick. I don't think that's going to, it'll be some that'll be priced out of the market, just to echo that sentiment, but others it's not going to affect at all. There's still solid appreciation in our marketplace. And I would just echo that talking with a real estate professional and one of our lender partners will help you, you know, kind of navigate that process.
So all the indicators that we are seeing, and that's really what we have to go by, is what we're experiencing now, as well as what economists locally and nationally are suggesting will take place with regard to the national economy, and then we look at statistics for our local economy. Everything that we're seeing around inventory is that inventory will loosen up a little bit, and there will be more homes available to the surplus of home buyers that we're currently seeing in the market. As we get into early in 2018, I do look for the new opportunities and new housing to open up for home buyers. And will that help or hurt appreciation? Frankly, appreciation is already strong. We will see, I believe, less appreciation. We'll still see appreciation, but instead of maybe 6.5% in certain areas of Charlotte, I'm just using that as a, you know, one example. Every area, even locally, has a different rate of appreciation. But let's just say last year was 6%. Maybe we'll see more around 4.5% appreciation for 2018 this time next year, based on what I'm seeing and reading. So as a seller that may be toying with the idea of selling their home in 2018, or maybe they have the option of pushing that to 19 or 20. And if they're going to think about that question to determine, make that decision based on what their return might be for the home, that's certainly important. Mike and I agree that folks should really look at their individual situation and apply that as the number one rule for which they should get into the market or not, meaning if they've just outgrown their home or if they're now empty nesters. That's the more important aspect. Certainly the overlay of where the market is for what they can sell it for is important. But if, you know, there are certain clients that we have that don't have the luxury of waiting because they have to start a job in Chicago or Atlanta or DC through a corporate transfer. Now, those folks, then they're making a lifestyle change based on the benefit of starting a new job in another city. And conversely, there are folks, and many more folks here in Charlotte, that are relocating in, and they don't have the luxury to wait, and they're coming in as new buyers based on their job in relocating to Charlotte. So I partly answered your question around, well, how does that affect buyers? Well, as I mentioned, there's a certain segment that don't have the luxury of making that decision in a casual way. They're forced to through a relocation or a corporate transfer, that is.
I mean, the reality is people buy homes 365 days a year. Maybe not on Christmas Day, but but they do. Purchase and sell for a variety of their own individual reasons. So home pricing is still slated to, you know, uptick from what it was this past year in 2018. So I think it's going to be a strong market. Obviously, the majority of homes that are sold are, you know, late February until June, July. So we think the bulk of the market will sell during that time. But it's going to be hard to say until we roll into early next year and see what kind of pent-up demand from, you know, fourth quarter leading into first quarter next year. Barring an individual circumstance where you have to make a decision to move. So if you're choosing to move and trying to determine when the best time is, you know, certainly having curb appeal is important. You know, when you walk up to the front door and you see, you know, hey, this is a beautiful home and green space and lots of colorful flowers and whatnot. I mean, that's going to set the tone, but I don't think if it's winter and snow on the ground versus if it's green and lush flowers, I think it really comes down to what's a historical baseline in the community and what are you competing against at the time? Because one can make the argument that, yeah, there's snow on the ground, but there's no listings in the market.
Great point, Mike. So, that is, yeah, absolutely. That is a very analytical way to look at it because let's face it, how you compare to the market absolutely correlates to what you're able to sell the home for and how quickly it sells.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think you just have to kind of make that judgment call on what's best for you and the right time. Part of the problem is, you know, if there's a lack of inventory, where are you going to move? If you're buying in the same neighborhood, that we have, you know, clients that do this, they move in the same community. You know, there's lots of communities that are, you know, over 1,000 homes in a market, and some move within the same community. So if Definitely. There's not any in your segment that you're looking in, where are you going to go? What if your home, and I always ask folks, what if your home sells tomorrow? Put on the market, where are you going to go?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic point. And I do want to touch on this because I've lived this experience with some clients recently where they had no intentions of moving until they learned that a home that had another bedroom and a bonus that they've wanted for a long time in the same community, to your point, Mike, came on the market. They call me and say, you know what, Scott, we've seen this home. We thought, you know what, if it ever came on the market, we would be interested. We would be willing to become buyers because that we see our family living in that home and it does give us some additional space where they didn't have the urgency prior to it coming on the market. Just because it did that it was then became, you know, where they can see their family growing into and living long term. So I know you've encountered the same thing where sometimes just the right listing comes up and then they become buyers. Then they decide they're ready to move based on what they've seen or what they feel that they would need after seeing that it came on the market.
I would echo that too. A lot of folks want to build and, you know, decide to build a new home. And that brand new community, that brand new, the smell of, you know, leather in a new car appeals to a lot of folks. The smell of a brand new home appeals to a lot of folks. So, you know, you find a perfect home that's being built from the ground up and they decide to make a decision. And some of the builders are a little more flex on what they offer. So, you know, they'll offer an incentive. And that incentive is what is enticing one to make that decision and the urgency. And the quick ready move-in homes, as they call it, there's only so many at a given time. So either they wait and build or they find what they're looking for in that moment and decide it works for them. Then the question is, how do you structure that? Do you do a raw contingency, like meaning your home is on the market, you have a buyer, you're under contract, and you have a set closing date, you know, or how do you reverse engineer that where you go ahead, buy the property? That's what a lot of clients of ours do. They move in the property, then they stage, you know, the home they're living in and then sell it. So it's not just a vacant home and they can, you know, get a little top dollar for that circumstance. So I think it depends.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly depends on our client's situation and what they're trying to achieve. So with that, we would like to thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Mike Hagee, Scott Pridemore with Pridemore Properties for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.